Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the readings for this Sunday are about God's mercy, the necessity for trusting faith, and the need for the forgiveness of sins. The opening prayer addresses the Father as God of everlasting mercy. In the responsorial psalm, we repeat several times, His mercy endures forever. Divine mercy is given to us in each celebration of the sacraments instituted to sanctify us. The first reading tells us how the early church grew every day because of the acts of mercy and sharing, the sacrificial agape love practiced by the early Christians. In the second reading, Saint Peter glorifies God, the Father of Jesus Christ, for showing us His mercy by granting resurrection from the dead and glorious ascension into heaven to His Son Jesus, thus giving us the assurance of our own resurrection. Today's gospel vividly reminds us of how Jesus instituted the sacrament of reconciliation as a sacrament of divine mercy. The risen Lord gave His apostles the power to forgive sins with words, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Presenting the doubting Thomas' famous profession of faith, "My Lord and my God," the gospel illustrates how Jesus showed His mercy to the doubting apostle and emphasizes the importance of faith. There is a story about a priest who was forced by a police officer to pull over for speeding. As the officer was about to write the ticket, the priest said to him, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Still, the police officer handed the priest the ticket and said, "Go and sin no more." The life messages that we are invited to learn: we need to accept God's invitation to celebrate and practice mercy in our Christian lives. One way the church celebrates God's mercy throughout the year is through the sacrament of reconciliation. Finding time for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is another good way to receive and give thanks for divine mercy. But it is mainly through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we practice mercy in our daily lives and become eligible for God's merciful judgment. Let us ask God for the faith that culminates in self-surrender to God and that leads us to serve those we encounter with love. Living faith enables us to see the risen Lord in everyone and gives us willingness to render each one our loving service. The spiritual fathers prescribe the following traditional means to grow in the living and dynamic faith of Saint Thomas the Apostle. First, we must come to know Jesus personally and intimately by our daily and meditative reading of the Bible. Next, we must strengthen our faith through our personal, family, and communal prayer. Third, we must share the divine life of Jesus by frequenting the sacraments of reconciliation and Holy Eucharist. Today, let this Feast of Divine Mercy Sunday be a day to reconsecrate ourselves to the mercy of the Lord. Be a day to recommit ourselves to showing mercy and compassion to all the people in our lives. With love in our hearts, let us cry out, "My Lord and my God," and with hope in the mercies of God, let us sing, "Jesus, I trust in you." Let us seek to live as missionaries of mercy. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.